and welcome back to the Lolly Carter Steelers podcast. I'm Chris Carter here with my co-host Dale Lolly. He's wearing his hat sideways apparently right now. You can't see that on a podcast, but he's in a good mood. It's Friday. At least I think he's in a good mood. Dale, how you doing?
I'm hanging in there, Chris. How you doing?
I'm doing great. So the Steelers taking on the Raiders. Last week, they had the upset over the Bills. The Raiders, there's been a lot of talk about the offensive weapons that they're bringing in, but we now know that Josh Jacobs will not be one of them. He has been declared out by John Gruden, which means Kenyon Drake, the guy that they signed in, he played with the Cardinals for a bit. He's going to be the running back of choice. And still, they got Darren Waller and Henry Ruggs and Hunter Renfrow. How serious do you take this group of offensive threats after you just basically shut down the Bills, whose offensive threats were among the best in the league?
You got to take it seriously. They're NFL players, and I don't know that the Raiders are that far off of what Buffalo has in terms of overall depth. This is a team that can hurt you. Obviously, mm-hmm. Waller is a handful. Drake's been a former 1,000-yard back. Renfrow is dangerous in the slot, very much like Cole Beasley. And, they get some other guys there. Brian Edwards, is a guy that is a second-year player who I like a lot. So there's some things there that can hurt you.
Certainly. And that's what the Steelers are going to be looking at. The Steelers don't look at this and say, oh, no Josh Jacobs, no problem. And they know Darren Waller's still a major threat, and they got guys. And Derek Carr, I mean, he's literally beating them. And that's kind of what I wanted to get to you about in this first segment, Dale, is because the Steelers have had a weird history with the Raiders, especially recently. In the past 10 years, I want to say they're 1-3 against them. Their losses, even their win, like all these games, they come down in weird fashion. You have Terrell Pryor, taking off for like a 75-yard touchdown to open up a game like back in 2013. You had, just a couple of years ago, you had Ben Roethlisberger get an injury, and then there was something wrong with the MRI machine or something, and the Steelers couldn't get the information that they needed to know that he was okay in time. And then that ended up Josh Dobbs playing for a lot longer than they hoped he would have to.
Before you go on any further, Chris, where did those games take place at?
In Oakland.
Yeah. Yeah. Everybody remembers the losses to the Raiders. Quite frankly, the Steelers, at home have done a pretty good job against the Raiders. If you look at it, they've actually won 4 of the last 5 at Heinz Field and 5 of 7 overall at Heinz Field against the Raiders. So I'm not super worried about what happened in previous years or anything like that. It's a new season. It's a different season. The Raiders typically don't travel well coming east. And oh, by the way, they're playing on a short week.
Yeah, they did play Monday night, and they pulled out it was an emotional win. But oftentimes we know some teams, even in the pros, when you're coming off a short week and a tough win like that, it's tough to catch your breath, regroup, and get ready for a tough team. And they know the Steelers are going to be a talented group. They saw the Steelers shut down the Bills. You are right about that point with it being at home. All the losses in the past decade, the Steelers have suffered to the Raiders at Oakland Raiders in 2018, at Oakland Raiders in 2013, and at Oakland Raiders in 2012. But when they're
way too much time in Oakland. Let me just put it that way.
Let me tell y'all, I've had so many conversations with Dale about stadiums that he hates, and that was certainly one of them. I know he is so happy they're in Vegas now.
It's a dump. It was the biggest dump in the NFL. It's now just the biggest dump in Major League Baseball. It's just a dump.
And That does contribute to a lot of things because things are weirder there. But to Dale's points, when they had the last 3 times they've showed up in Heinz Field, the Steelers have won the game. But it's crazy how it hasn't happened as often as you think it would with these two teams, and how the Raiders have kind of gotten 3 of the last 4 in their stadium. But of course, the Steelers get to right that ship here. Dale, what is like your main key here? If the Steelers do one particular thing, you think that they're going to control this game? Is it something on offense? Is it them establishing the run this week? Or is it going to be the defense just making sure the Raiders don't put up the points that they think they can?
It's all about the defense. I mean, that Raiders offensive line, everybody talks about the Steelers offensive line. They've redone all this. They've done that. So did the Raiders, except the Raiders did it by choice. Mm-hmm. You know, they got rid of some guys on their offensive line that, quite frankly, they didn't need to get rid of, and basically just reworked the whole thing around left tackle Colton Miller, who's a good football player, but he's mm-hmm. not great. And, you know, the Steelers, like they will pretty much every week this year, are going to have a big advantage up front.
That's the thing here. I always try to look at, when I'm looking at matchups, I want to see how much better is your team's defensive line than their offensive line compared to how much better their defensive line might be compared to your offensive line. And the Raiders did bring it on Monday Night Football. They got after Lamar Jackson, had forced two fumbles on him, created some problems. And the Steelers have talked about all week, Max Crosby, you know, Carl Nassib, and all these other guys.
Nassib might not even play.
Right, and now he's hurt.
And Ngakoue might not play either. So it's basically Crosby and who? you know, the rest of them are just guys. So if it's just one guy, you can control that.
Right. And that's going to be the thing here, is you want to make sure that you're protecting Ben Roethlisberger. I know a lot of fans, and Dale, you and I talked about this while we were watching practices. A lot of fans were ragging on Chukwuma Okorafor. And granted, he didn't have a great game or anything against, you know, against the Bills, but I don't think he was this abysmal blocking lineman who just get him out of there. Like, he's going to get Ben killed today if he takes another snap with him. I, you know, a lot of people were looking like, man, the way Max Crosby did Villanueva, he's going to do the same thing to Okorafor. I'm like, Villanueva is in a much different part of his career. Like, the reasons behind, like, Villanueva's done. Like, he needs to retire. You know, he's not an effective offensive tackle anymore. But Chukwuma Okorafor, he's not some star or nothing, but he's a guy who's going to at least do a better job than what we saw Villanueva do on Monday Night Football.
Yeah. And again, if it's just one guy, you can help on right. that side and be perfectly fine, because the rest of their guys are just kind of, you know, so I think that will be fine. You know, it's never a problem if you just have to help one guy. If you have to help both sides, that's where you get into trouble.
Right. And I agree with that. And like you said, yeah, they can scheme up ways to help. The running backs are going to be ready to block. The tight ends will get involved if they have to. But, you know, but this is a game where I think we might see, you know, Najee Harris talked about, you know, the jitters and, you know, just, you know, first game, you know, excitement, but also anxiousness. You know, maybe we see that offensive line take a few more steps to coming together as a group. And maybe we also see Najee Harris kind of feeling more comfortable running with them, and, you know, and being more confident in the holes that he picks to break loose, because that's another thing that we've been talking about all offseason is, you know, can they get a run game back? And the run game, you know, wasn't back against in week one, but no one expected it to be, or no one reasonable. I mean, they have a whole new offensive line, you know, plus a Chukwuma Okorafor. That's going to take time to put together and build chemistry and trust and all the things that makes a strong ground game. But this would be an interesting test against the defensive front that, one, is hurt up, and two, you know, had success last week against the Ravens, although they did get popped a few times for some big runs by some running backs they picked up off the street.
Yeah, the Steelers will run the ball effectively in this game. I'm not concerned about that at all. I think they'll find some footing against this Raiders defense, which is just not all that great.
Do you see this is fantasy holders of Najee Harris were disappointed last week? Do you think this is a week that they are still disappointed?
If they're disappointed in a guy that played every snap, they don't know what they're doing in fantasy football. That's all you can ask for is mm-hmm. volume. You know, if you got a guy that's getting volume in fantasy football, you know, the big games are going to come. Everybody doesn't score big points every week. That's just not the way it works. But is he on the field? Is he getting touches? You know, is he, you know, giving up time to a third down back? Well, Najee Harris isn't doing any of that. Mm-hmm. He's going to score big points this year for fantasy owners. I'm not worried about him at all.
Yeah, that's where I'm at too. Also, I mean, you should take both of our advices, because we're both good fantasy football players. We're both 1-0 in the league that we're in together. Though I did score more points than Dale last week. I just want to put that
six?
There. Eight. Oh, I counted.
Eight whole points.
Hey, man, if we were playing each other, that'd be 8 points to victory. But, you know, I'm sure, because we did have fans hit us up in the comments section, Dale, be like, hey, why aren't you guys, like, hating each other in fantasy? It's because we haven't played. Trust me, when we play, come. You will hear us.
when Carter gets his comeuppance, it'll happen.
Oh, listen. I finished ahead of you last year, and I beat you last year. So I am the one here who sits in the first chair. Like I'm like, listen, Dale. They need to be listening to me for fantasy football advice.
Get real. I was playing fantasy football when you weren't even a thought in your daddy's mind.
This is true. You probably were, but I'm still going to beat you when I face you.
We'll see when we get there, pal. Don't talk too much.
We will see. We will see. All right. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to pick all the NFL games this upcoming weekend. Get you ready for NFL Sunday right here on the Lolly Carter Steelers podcast. Here on the Lolly Carter Steelers podcast, I'm Chris Carter here with Dale Lolly on DKPittsburghSports.com. Reminder, you can always download this show on Apple, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or anywhere podcasts are hosted, along with the rest of the DKPittsburghSports.com podcasting network. Remember, we've got DK's Daily Shots Monday through Friday, but now we have the full assortment of all of our programs. We have several great shows that on this network, including this show, my H2P show, the We Are podcast, the Pirates podcast to be named later, the Mad Chat and Eddie show, Yin's Hers. We got so many shows, I can't name them all. There's too many shows to be named, but check them all out. They're for free on any broadcasting platform. Okay, Dale, let's get to some NFL games on Sunday. AFC East showdown. Patriots.
What was our records last week?
I didn't even mark.
How many games did I beat you by?
I didn't even mark how many. Oh, all right. Let's go back. Let's go back and look. Cause now he wants to pretend like he
had
to beat me.
I know I had the Eagles and you had the Falcons. I know that for sure.
Yeah. Whatever.
I know there was at least one other one that I had that you didn't have.
Hold on. Let's see here. What did we do? All right. You did have them. Both took the Bills, both took the Chiefs, both took the Packers, both took the Broncos. I'm pretty sure we both took the Dolphins. No, you took the Patriots. I think I remember you took the Patriots. I took the Dolphins last week. I think that's what happened.
I thought we had like five games that were different.
I don't remember. Someone who listens to this podcast, please go back and check.
Five games that were different because I know I took Oakland or I took Las Vegas.
You did take Vegas, so you at least
took Vegas. I took the Colts to lose at home. I think you took the Colts.
No, I took the Seahawks. I did not trust the Colts.
And maybe it was the other game. I took the Cardinals over the Titans.
I think I took the Cardinals there because I wasn't so sure about Ryan Tannehill. But anyways, point being,
we had five games. We should probably restart this whole segment.
No, it's fine. No, this is fine. This is what they come to hear. They want to hear us mucking around here. They want to hear.
We had five games different, and I know I was better last week.
Okay,
so.
Whatever, guy. All right. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to mark down all the games that we do have different this time. Normally, I remembered it. I just didn't remember it this time around. But all right, week two, here we are.
Conveniently. When I beat your behind.
Okay. I mean, it's about time you beat me in something. You don't ever beat me in anything else.
I beat you in the game of life on a daily basis, Carter.
Okay, calm it down, sir. Calm it down. With your Diet Cokes. Get out of here. All right. Now let's get to some picks here. Patriots at Jets. I got to go with the Patriots. I'm sorry. I just don't believe nothing the Jets are doing just yet.
I heard somebody talking about that game today. And they're saying, well, Bill Belichick doesn't lose to rookie quarterbacks. You know what his record against rookie quarterbacks is?
What's his record?
20-6. You know when his last loss to a rookie quarterback was?
When would that be?
Week 15 last year to the Dolphins.
When he played two attacks.
So he never loses to rookie quarterbacks. He's not going to lose this one, though. I'll take the Patriots.
Yeah, the Jets are just a mess right now. And not that the Patriots are some superstar team anymore, but they should find a way to win this.
They better.
Another team better win. They started off, they pulled off a good win last week that we both thought they would do. The Broncos playing, they're on the road to play the Jaguars. I think they smoked the Jaguars. Jaguars stink, stunk. And I think it's going to be another first overall pick or pretty close to it this kind of year for them.
Yeah, maybe Urban Meyer will retire after this game again. Health concerns.
Well, we're both thinking the Broncos there. Now, here's an interesting AFC East matchup. 1-0 Dolphins host the 0-1 Bills. I'm going with the Bills. They have to rebound. If they fall to 0-2, I know that's not a death sentence or anything, but that's a not a nice hill to have to climb. And you'll be and your division leader at that point in time, the Dolphins, will have 2 games up on you and 2.5 games with that win. This is a game that Josh Allen and the Bills, from everything I've heard, they are livid about how they lost last week. I don't think they let this happen again.
Well, that's all well and good when they got to go down and play in about 90 degree weather in South Florida. It's going to be a real test of their will. I'm taking the Bills in this game, but don't be surprised if that's an upset.
I wouldn't be surprised. If there's one thing I've learned is that there's very few things that will actually surprise me. Like I may pick wrong, but I'm like, that one didn't catch me too off guard. All right. NFC showdown.
I know one of the other ones was you picked the Bears.
I didn't pick the Bears.
You said the Bears are a playoff team.
No, I said the Rams.
You said the Bears are a playoff team.
I said that they could make the playoffs.
You still trusted that one?
I said the Rams were going to smoke them. I said the Rams. No, I said, you think I would go pick against Aaron Donald? Because I said Andy Dalton. I said, because remember, I said, which AD you think I'm picking? Andy Dalton or Aaron Donald? So come on, man. See, now you try to pull a fast one on me, and I ain't having it on the Lolly Carter Steelers podcast. This is great podcasting content, by the way. Niners at Eagles. Niners almost got snuck by the Lions last week. The Eagles offense was moving it. I'm going with the home team, West Coast to East Coast. I think that Jalen Hurts can be a problem for these guys. The Niners, they're going to have some problems offensively that the Eagles are going to pull out a very weird win. I don't think they'll come out of it. Like, how did that happen? But I think the Eagles find a weird way to win this one.
The 49ers aren't going coast to coast this week. They actually stayed in West Virginia.
Get out of here. I didn't know that. Ooh, that's interesting.
As they've done in years past. But I, you know, the Eagles, when fully healthy, are not a bad football team. Their problem is their depth. Yeah. Well, they're fully healthy right now. I'm going to take the Eagles.
Same here. I think they're going to have a good game. Now, Rams at Colts. You got Carson Wentz and that offense after their week one loss. They're suffering another one. I'm sorry. The Rams are just running over these guys. Aaron Donald, Jalen Ramsey, they're going to be a problem.
The AFC South stinks.
Yeah, it really does. It really does. They were hoping that the Titans would be the saving grace, and they did not look like that in week one. So
certainly not. I'm with you. I'm taking the Rams.
All right, both on the Rams there. So do we have a split yet? We don't have a split yet. Not this week. All right, we're going to skip the Raiders-Steelers game for last.
That's coming when you take the Raiders, right?
Totally. Bengals at Bears. Bengals. Want to know, that was one that snuck by me. I thought the Vikings would just run them into the ground with Dalvin Cook. The Bears, this is the game I normally think
this
they would
win.
This
is your playoff-bound Bears, right?
Yeah, man. You know what? You're right. I'm going with my playoff-bound Bears. After picking them to go 0-1 last week, they're rebounding and going to 1-1. But do you think Joe Burrow comes into Chicago and lights it up?
I don't. I don't love the Bears secondary, but I do like their pass rush.
Yeah.
And the Bengals offensive line, despite winning that game last week, allowed a sack on one of every 7 of Joe Burrow's dropbacks.
That's not good.
No, Khalil Mack, he's going to feast in this game. The Bears pass rush will be a problem. And I think you see a little bit more Justin Fields this week. I think that I'm going to go with the Bears in a little bit an upset over the Bengals.
It's not
the Bears
upset.
Still stink.
Yeah,
but the Bengals are teams that aren't good enough to go 2-0 don't typically go 2-0.
That's a good way to look at it. It's funny, but this is the Andy Dalton revenge game. We had the Sam Darnold revenge game last week. It's Andy Dalton revenge time. He's going to gut this one out.
That might be why I had Carolina last week. I think you had the Jets.
No, I definitely did not have the Jets.
We had 5 different games, and every time I bring up a game, you say,
"Yeah, because you're you're old, you're losing your memory." I'm trying to help you, Dan. Come on,
I'm trying to help you lead you through this whole thing to get you on the right track here. You know, you just won't listen.
All right. AFC showdown: the Texans at the Browns. Texans 1-0.
Cleveland.
I can't even like set the game up. He's just like,
no, the Browns are classic front runners.
Yeah.
They'll beat up on a bad football team.
I agree with that.
They find ways to lose against good ones. That's typical.
No, that, but okay, fine. You just cut out my whole explanation of why.
There's no need for any extra analysis on that one.
Okay. All right, fine.
13-point favorites. They'll run the score up against the Texans and make
it
look good.
Do you think the Texans cover though?
No.
Okay. Dang. So that bad. Okay. All right.
Told you, they're front runners.
NFC South showdown here. 1-0 Saints at 1-0 Panthers. I'm going with the Saints. Their defense looked too nasty last week, and Sam Darnold had his revenge game. That's about all he gets.
What I say? Teams that shouldn't be 2-0 don't get to 2-0. The Saints win this one.
Yeah. The Panthers are not a 2-0 team.
They have a better chance of making the playoffs though than your Chicago Bears.
The Panthers? You think the Panthers will finish?
The Panthers will finish with a better record than the Bears.
Whoa. Now that's an interesting.
They're not a bad football team. They got weapons all over the place, and the defense not bad.
Okay. I hear you. Moving along. This is the next two games are games that if you're in a survivor pool, these are two games that I would pick as a survivor pick. 0-1 Vikings at the 1-0 Cardinals. Cardinals are going to just destroy these guys. It's not going to be good. You just lost to the Bengals. You're not walking into Arizona right now with Kyler Murray and the weapons they got in the defense. And Chandler Jones just eating people alive. 5 sacks last week, Dale. That was ridiculous.
Yeah, Taylor Lewan still has footprints up his chest. I'll tell you what, though. The Cardinals' defense, they're weak at cornerback.
They are.
That could be a problem against the Vikings if they don't generate a pass rush. So,
Justin Jefferson.
Yeah. And even Thielen will get open. But, yeah, I'm going with the home team in that one. I think the Cardinals are a sneaky team.
They are a sneaky team. Now this is another one that I consider a survivor pick. Falcons at Buccaneers. I mean,
you want to save the Buccaneers though. Like
that's true.
You know, it's another game in Florida. Mm-hmm. Falcons just flat out stink. And yeah, they couldn't handle Philadelphia's pass rush last week. What's going to happen this week against Tampa? Tampa's going to blitz. You got to go with the Buccaneers.
Yeah, Matt Ryan needs to invest in ice because he's going to need a lot of it after that game.
He might need to invest in a rocking chair because he might be done.
He might be toast. Titans at Seahawks. Seahawks take on back-to-back AFC South teams. I say they win this one at home. The Titans didn't impress me at all last week.
No, I think it'll be closer than you know. I do think that Derrick Henry will get going a little bit this week, but I'm taking Seattle.
Yeah, he'll definitely do better than he did last week, but still not enough. Interesting matchup here. 0-1 Cowboys at 1-0 Chargers. I like the way the Cowboys fought against the Buccaneers. I think that they find a way to gut this one out. But do you think the Chargers at home will get it together and be a 2-0
team? Is there such a thing as a Chargers home game?
Dang.
Especially against the Cowboys.
What's funny is Cam Hayward literally brought that up. He said, Raiders fans won't come up in Heinz Field like, you know, people do with the Chargers. I was like, dang, the Chargers just minding their business, Cam. Like,
did you hear the game the Dallas game in Tampa in week one?
It was pretty loud.
Lowering the banners or dropping the banner for winning the world's championship. And there seemed like there was as many Cowboy fans there as there were Buccaneers fans.
It was. But I mean, the Cowboys are one of those fan bases, man. They don't – it's not that they travel. They're just everywhere. They're just in all the different parts of the country. So, that's a very funny point. I wouldn't be surprised if this was a home game on the West Coast for the Cowboys.
Too, that the Cowboys do train in California.
This is true. This is a home game for them. What am I talking about? I'm going with the Cowboys. Are you joining me?
I am not. I'm going with the Chargers.
Whoa, we got a split. There we go.
DeMarcus Lawrence out for this game. Randy Gregory out for this game. Where's Dallas's pass rush coming from?
That's a good point.
I think it'll be a track meet. I think it'll be up and down the field. But I do like the Chargers defense better than I like Dallas.
Okay, that's fair. All right, Sunday Night Football.
I talked you into that one.
I was about to cuss on this show and just like say something to you, you jerk. Definitely. Well, I was going Cowboys anyway.
You were leading that way. I just talked you into it. That's
yeah. Whatever. I've already made like my picks on two different shows, so I'm just repeating what I picked on those shows here with you and arguing with you about them. Anyways,
well, that's because I'm right.
So whatever. Chiefs at Ravens. Man, the Ravens can't catch a break. They lost another cornerback to a season-ending injury. They just have a CVS receipt of players who will not be playing the rest of this season. The Chiefs almost got snuck by the Browns last week, but they didn't. There's no sneaking this week. Lamar Jackson may put up some nice highlights, but this is going to be the Chiefs win.
Yeah, I think the Chiefs actually blow them out. Yeah. You know, the spread on that's like 3.5 points.
I'm taking the Chiefs.
It's at least 2 touchdowns. The Ravens are a shell of themselves right now. Ronnie Stanley's not going to play in this game. Mm-hmm. That means they're going to probably flip Val Villanueva back over to the left side.
Yep.
That means the guy who's been playing behind Villanueva on the right side is going to be starting.
Who could, they're in trouble. If you couldn't beat out Villanueva in this right year, you're in a lot of trouble. I just put out the – when I saw that Ronnie Stanley wasn't going to play, I just put Lamar Jackson, I put the Simpsons, I'm in danger meme, because, like, that's what he's going to be, man. He's going to be after it. And the crazy thing is, again, the Chiefs won last week without Tyrann Mathieu, without Frank Clark. And not that those guys are – well, Tyrann Mathieu is one of the better safeties in the league, but not that those guys are T.J. Watt and Minkah Fitzpatrick, but still those are two key players on a defense that really lives off of those two key players. This is going to be the Chiefs winning this. Monday Night Football, 0-1 Lions at 0-1 Packers. Packers laid a goose egg last week. It was just disgusting what they did, but they rebounded. They don't lose these games to the Lions. All right, finally, the moment that you all have been waiting for. Raiders at Steelers, 1-0 at 1-0 at Heinz Field. Dale, I'm going with the Steelers. I picked against them last week. I did.
That's like your one time per year you pick against.
No. I usually do 3 or 4. Calm down. And usually when I do pick against them, it I'm right, but didn't work out last week. I was wrong. I think Ramon Foster was the only person who picked them last week. So
I think Eddie Provident did as well.
Oh, I forgot. Eddie
was
the picks.
Eddie was crowing about that on the show. I said, look, man. Ramon picks the Steelers everywhere.
I mean, but Ramon has an excuse. He's like,
You know, look, nobody thought that they were going to win that football game, mm-hmm. except for the biggest homers in the world. I give you an honest estimation of what I think is going to happen in that game. There's a reason why the Steelers were 6-point underdogs in that game. They were fortunate to win it.
Yeah.
Let's face it. You know, the offense having 52 yards in the first half, that's not going to get it done most of the time.
No.
You know, the defense played out of its mind. It will again this week. I've got the Steelers beating the Raiders 27-17.
Yeah, I have around 27-20. Just because I think they'll put up enough touchdowns. The Raiders will get some big play points. I do think some of those happen. I think the Raiders, they had their big win last week. They're coming off that. I don't think that they rebound fast enough. And the Steelers, I think the Steelers build up enough of a lead that you see the defense pin their ears back and they get some more turnovers this week. I'm interested to see how Minkah Fitzpatrick does and who they line up on Darren Waller all throughout the game. I know they're going to be switching that role around a lot, but it's going to be interesting. But we both have the Steelers there. So is our only difference that you're taking the Chargers and I'm taking the Cowboys?
Yeah, that'll give me another game on you. Oh,
whatever. Okay. When the Cowboys win, I'm going to remember that one and bring it up on this show.
You picked an NFC East team to win.
Hey.
Listen. Against a non-division opponent.
Listen, like, they got Dak Prescott. Did you see how he was playing last week? He'll be fine. He'll light it up.
Who's my fantasy quarterback?
Is it Dak Prescott? I don't know. I don't pay attention to your team. I just pay attention to mine because it wins. Okay, good job, Dale. Your fantasy quarterback is Dak Prescott, and when I beat you with my team, I'm going to remind you again for a second year in a row that I'm better at fantasy football than you. Ha!
keep dreaming there. Keep telling yourself that.
Young pup. Okay. This is the banter. This is what everyone missed all for the offseason. We couldn't yell at each other about our fantasy teams. I love it. Anyways, that's the Lolly Cutter Steelers podcast. Thanks so much for listening here on DKPittsburghSports.com. Subscribe to us on Apple, Spotify, Google Podcasts, anywhere podcasts are hosted. Rate us 5 stars on Apple. It really helps us out. And check out all the podcasts we have available for free on this platform. We appreciate you listening to the show. Check us out next week for another episode of Lolly Carter Steelers podcast on Saturdays. Check me out on the H2P podcast Sunday, recapping what happens with Pitt football after they take on Western Michigan at Heinz Field.